for the first question. What's important for spiritual development of an individual? In short sentences. You know, the audience is all kinds of people, so if they want to know what they can do about their spiritual development, what's the thing to start with?
You have to simply take everything away which is not the self. I would like to give a little illustration of this. In Thailand, there was once, in the year 1570, a wonderful golden Buddha who was worshipped by many, many people. But due to fear from invaders, the monks decided to cover him with clay, because they were afraid that the invaders would steal him. Centuries passed, and it was forgotten that there was a golden Buddha. No, that the golden Buddha was in that one temple. Rumors were there, hints and thoughts that somewhere in this area is a golden Buddha, but no one knew where, because the golden Buddha was covered with layers of clay. Now, just 52 years ago, one monk scratched a little on the surface of that particular Buddha, and he saw a little gold. Then he took away all the clay covering and could understand, wow! Here is the Buddha of pure gold. We are all like these gold.
We have
gold inside. Yeah, like this golden Buddha. And if we take away the coverings of what is not our true nature, we will find our true nature.
Yes, but in which way? You know, the monk accidentally scratched a bit. And how can we scratch? What's to start with? It's easy to say, take away everything what's not the self.
I would like to give our ordinary reader, our reader, five practical tips to take away the layers. First of all, you need to spend each day of your life a little bit away from your worries, from your normal busyness. For some, this could mean to spend some time in the nature. For others, it could mean going into a temple or a church where they sit down for meditation. For yet others, it might mean to spend some time by throwing away their watch or forgetting to be dictated by time. So this is the first practice. Get away from the busyness. The second practice is you need to nourish yourself.
With knowledge,
with spiritual practice, you need to become a little bit self-fit, so to say. Do you know, I will tell you the best medicine which was ever there in the world. It can cure all diseases. It can make you, it can prolong your life for 25 years. It is daily exercise. So do have a daily exercise to make yourself spiritual fit. That's the second step for peeling away the layers. And the third step is be the kindest and most loving person you know in this world. There is a rule. When you give love and affection and care and compassion to others, it will come back a millionfold.
Yes, but people are afraid that someone could use their goodness. They fear too much.
We all have betrayed ourselves by this constant fear. Fear that if I don't do everything like the crowd does, I will not be loved by the others. Fear that if I'm good and giving to others, I will be exploited by them. Fear that if I step into the unknown, that is, do something I have never done before, there will be a monster waiting out there and killing myself. But do you know that life waits for you beyond the prison of your fear?
Now the fourth step.
And I thought, let us give three steps, because three steps a normal person can remember. If you go into five, I know 20 steps, which I do daily, but let us, three is enough for everyone to remember.
Yeah.
So make it three, not five. Not that everyone thinks of, oh, when is it coming?
Holy Trinity.
Yes.
All right. How would you describe the era we are living in today?
It's an era where we have arrived at the point of choice. We can either buy into the tremendous amount of negativity, lack, violence, disappointments, and become all black in our minds. Or we have also the choice to take advantage of the tremendous amount of spiritual knowledge which is available. See, every one of us has in this era arrived at the point of choice.
Not every religion today is like, you know, here the Vedas and for example here the Christianity, it's kind of went a different way than it should, you know. Not everyone trusts the church now as they should trust, you know, and you know the spirituality is, well, kind of corrupted. Here in Croatia, for example, it's a very good example. Or the Muslims, they have so many extremists. And I have here later one question: why do religions fight between themselves today instead of giving peace and harmony to people? That's a great problem for, you know, the psyche of one. It's kind of easy to say we can choose, but where can we find this faith and trust when the religion itself today, it's kind of
corrupted and there is a place within us which is never corrupt, although outside we might find a lot of diversion, and that's our conscience. It says God speaks to everyone in an anonymous way, that is, through his conscience,
inner voice.
And if we connect ourselves with that, we will quickly know what is true and what is untrue.
So it's important to be oriented inside ourselves.
Yes, I really feel that we create the world inside, we create the life inside of ourselves, so therefore the source of strength lies inside of us. You choose inside what type of life you wish to do, if you want to have this car or that car, if you want to become a journalist or a rock and roll star. You choose, so when you are following this little three steps which I told or something similar, then you will be able to listen very easily to that voice of conscience. You will tear down the walls which are between you and the Lord within the heart.
From your biography, I read that you left home early, and what made you do that decision, you know, the leave all the inheritance, all the money, all the luxury, and a kind of safe life, and go to a kind of a mystery, something new? Did you feel that inner voice calling, or what happened to you? You were young.
Yes, I felt two things. I first of all heard the inner calling.
Like Buddha.
Yeah, well, I'm an insignificant, small person, but I did feel this inner calling for 1 or 2 years, and I felt.
You were 16, right?
Yes. And I felt if I don't follow this, I would betray everything which is important to me. Everything I hold true. I thought I would live in stagnation if I would, go to a life where I would be half asleep. The second was a very amazing development in our family. We have seven. On my mother's side, we have seven uncles, and they formed with my mother a business clan and made together all their business decisions. We were in car business, and whenever they would meet about the next business plans, they would quarrel about all this money and so on. So that finally they had to put a rule to their meetings. Whoever calls the other a bad name is fined for 1,000 German marks. So one of my uncles left a meeting where I was also hiding behind the sofa, 50,000 marks poorer than he entered the meeting. I could understand that with all his money, he had sold his soul. He was very unkind, very selfish, and I became afraid that I would become like one of my uncles. So I felt a strong pulling, but also a strong pushing.
Yes. Okay. You lead many famous people.
Yes.
So do they really live by the laws of the Vedas, or it's just a part of their image, and how can you recognize that? How do you choose your disciples?
You asked if I met many. You are asking. I have to be clear about the questions. Is it about disciples or is it about the meeting of celebrities?
Well, are they your disciples? Those celebrities.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, yes, Nina Hagen. Yes. I just read an article about Nina Hagen where she was where she exclaimed, "I am confusion." "I am the confusion," she said. She is now very, she has her own TV now in Germany. She's so famous. Yes.
How do you know it's only a part of the image, or they really live that kind of life?
Well, there are different people. Nina Hagen, for instance, lives really a spiritual life. She's much more reasonable and private than you would ever imagine when you either see her.
I met people who know her in private, and they say it's a diametrically different person. Than it's just show.
Yes, it's just show. It's
in
only
front
show.
Of the camera, but behind, she's loving and caring.
Loving, caring, very personal.
What about Annie Lennox?
And very serious. Annie Lennox was not my disciple, but was very close to me.
Mm-hmm.
Annie Lennox, let me stay with Nina Hagen. The reason why she is so successful is whatever she does like a lion. She never has any doubt about anything she does, and that's why she is successful. Annie Lennox has many doubts and fears about herself, and therefore she's very, very sensitive and can easily be hurt, and therefore she was for quite some time quite successful.
Creation.
He really believes in spiritual life. See, when he was not yet famous and was in fact not very well to do, he ate his lunch at the temples wherever he would be, and he says, "I only live because of you." And he is very, very, very serious. He chants. But of course, anyone who performs for the masses will live a very hectic life. And the masses want to know everything about him and want to be in every part of his life, and it's difficult for them, these celibacies, to switch off. I pray to Krishna that I never become a celibacy. It's not easy to be a celibacy and be a spiritually deep person. It's very, because the problem is, a celibacy is always on stage. Even when he sleeps in his bed, he is on stage. And therefore, he has to be very aware that he does not betray himself. But I have great respect for people like Nina Hagen, George Harrison, who has left the body, Goran Karan. I have great respect. They perform they perform their spiritual life under extremely difficult circumstances.
Yes. And how do you choose your disciples in general? Not only the celebrities, but in general?
I look for one spark. The spark of sincerity. Yes.
Okay. Is it more important to give and improve yourself or others?
Is it more important to
give to yourself or others, or to improve yourself or others?
I believe both is necessary.
It's kind of connected.
Yeah, it's connected, Anna. If you are not happy and spiritually strong inside, how can you make others happy and spiritually strong? You cannot give what you don't have.
But what do you think about giving everything to others and so improving yourself?
That is only possible for someone who is highly, highly evolved, like the Buddha or Jesus. But I hear also they had their moments where they would be for themselves. It's very important to fill your batteries if you want to charge others.
Yes. And what do you think about the importance of social and charity work?
I feel it's a very important part of social responsibility. When you wake up to spiritual life, you understand everyone is your brother and sister. You do lose your separateness from others, and you feel at home with everyone, really. And therefore, you need to. When you live in a family, you have to make acts of family. Otherwise, it's only, let me say, words. You have to show your love and compassion for others. Therefore, all temples give out free foods, since take care of orphanage children. I have a friend, Radhanath Swami, who has opened a hospital, and poor people are treated for free, and there an orphanage where, you know, these street children are taken and given an education.
What do you suggest here in Croatia, such thing? What can be done here?
I believe it would be very, very good if we do if something is done which we do in other countries of the world. It's called Food for Life. What we do in Food for Life is we give out free vegetarian food, and also we give some ethical meetings for the people who are on the streets, so that they get some new ideas how to improve their life. Lectures, yes. In England, I was in this Food for Life organization, which is not only food for the stomach, but also food for the mind and food for the whole life. And we got the first prize in London for taking care of these socially rejected people, the homeless, they call them.
Yes. And what would you change in your life if you could look back and live it all over again? Would you change anything? And if, what would that be?
I would be more courageous to live my dreams.
And what does that mean?
No, you can ask.
Yeah. You don't need to.
No. See, so many times in our lives, we have internal breaks which stop us from being the person we are meant to be, from doing the things which we feel are possible. These breaks we have inherited from our parents. Society has given them into our psychology, and in the school we were often trained also, don't sing so loud, don't dress in the way you dress, otherwise you will not be invited in a party, and so on. This society is a society of fears, and everyone gets his portion from the society. So that's what I and also when I organizations give you their portions of fears,
institutions,
so
politicians.
So if I would live my life all over again, I would be courageous to live my dreams.
I did many things,
and you will hear a lot of me in the next 10 years. I will now do many amazing things, that is what I learned in Sholta. In Sholta, there was one big dog. He lived 250 meters down the road. And I always thought, oh, I can't go this road because here's this big dog. And because once in my childhood, a dog bit me in the behind when I was a mother dancer, I have this understanding, oh, when you pass a big dog, he will bite you. Then one,
the society of fear.
Yeah, the society of fear. Then one day, mother had said this to me, don't pass the big dog. So one day I decided, I go down that road.
Right.
I pass this place where the big dog of fear resides. And I went, the dog looked at me and started to wave his tail like the best friend. And I greeted him, Haribol, and I continued, and I found the best road I have ever seen, just next to the ocean, with good air.
The sea. So.
And on the way, Anna, on the way, I found a stone which looked like this. The heart.
Yeah.
Stone.
So the moral of the story would be: you must face your fears.
Yes.
And find love on the road.
Yes.
And
yes.
Find love on the road.
Yes. You will see. I have.
You have the picture of the dog or stone.
Wait a minute. Yeah. I found it. Then you start to live, Anna, when you are courageous to live your dreams, because there is a law of nature. People don't know this, but whatever you strongly believe in and you do with all your spirit, after some time, you're successful in that. That's the success story of people like the Rolling Stones, or Nina Hagen, or Goran Karan. That will be your success story and my success story. Whatever we strongly believe in, and well, it has to conform to ethical values. If it's just like a life of a Nietkow, that is something else. Nietkowé, or how do we say?
On English.
Yeah, Rascal. Nietkow, did we say?
Nietkow.
Yes, yes.
Nietkow.
Yeah. Rascal, we
Rascal.
Say.
Okay. No. Yeah,
it will
be all.
It's all?
Yeah.
Wonderful interview.
Just one thing I want to ask before, when we talk about the disciples.
Yeah.
How can you lead them when you are always around traveling?
Yeah.
So how many times you meet them, and how do you know whether they improved? Just talking to them, and what's the way you lead them?
I believe very much in the power of example. If you live an exemplary spiritual life, those who are connected with you will share into it. It's almost like when there is a man who makes a lot of euros and he has people connected to him, they will, his children, they will also automatically get part of his fortune. In the same way, a person who is spiritually strong can nourish his disciples with spiritual wealth by his own example, by his own being well situated. Another thing is, I do give many lectures, and they are copied, and nowadays there is the internet and it's available through the internet. Also, I write a lot, both on my homepage.
You have your
I have Sharanagati www.ruchnivea.net. You are welcome to go inside. There are wonderful things inside. You can give Anna, yeah. And you can sometimes, when you are in the internet, visit me. Sharanagati.net is there. And then I have written many, quite some books which are available. And in this way, I nourish disciples. So, but then we also have these meetings when I come to a country, and it's amazing when you are a spiritual teacher, you seem to get the skills which you need. You have almost like laser eyes. I can look at Krishna Jivani and immediately understand everything about her if I wish. I have to put the laser on, and then it's there. It's very, very I believe it's Krishna in the heart, who is in the heart of a disciple and in the heart of the spiritual teacher. And in this way there is a real heart to heart connection. Let me give you an example from this world, Anna. When you are really related to someone in deep love and affection, this is something which is very rare in modern relationships, because people don't take enough care to build these relationships. They are just immediately attracted to physical enjoyment, and they don't do the other things which are necessary for a good relationship, like understanding the other person deeply, caring for the other person, trusting, and so on. But once all these things are there, then even if one lover is in America and the other in Croatia, they will be able to subtly exchange, communicate. For love, there are other senses. Yes.
Yeah. And one thing we didn't say, it's about the religions. Why do they fight today between themselves? What do you think is the main reason?
Because
what happened with the idea of they are all equal?
Yeah.
Yeah, all equal and all valuable. And what happened that today they are only fighting against one another?
They have left their own core. They don't fight because of religious reason, but because of political influence. And they have stopped being spiritually sincere. They have become they have left the roots. No religious person would fight with another religious person. Only politicians who have something to win by this fighting. Yeah. Land, money, economical benefits, votes, members. They will do this. No true spiritual person has ever done this. And will ever do this. Yeah. That's my deep conviction.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And that will be all.
Good. Yeah. Anna, now we can talk as persons also.
Yeah.
Although we talk very freely, but
yeah.
It was very nice how you conducted the interview. You somehow have a mind to find some interesting angles and perspectives.
Yeah, that's why I said this was the best decision of my life for becoming a journalist.
Yeah, yeah.
I can take the best out of people.
Yeah.
Present it to other people.
Yeah. Really, I felt very... And you were doing this with me also.
Yeah.
No, it's a great, great possibility. And I have a very interesting perspective on journalism. I was visiting New York for a couple of times. I'm developing there a new centered, also a totally new way of spreading spirituality. For instance, I gave a concert in one big church together with my friend Krishna Das, who has made recordings with Sting, the man from Police, or now no Police any longer, but in this musical group. And very quickly, I was in the UN, maybe because of my charming German accent. and very quickly I was in the Empire State Building talking to the people who have their offices there. And very quickly I was in one very controversial radio program called Good News. What this radio program is something, a very interesting experiment in journalism. They believe that the normal newspapers, which are often bought by people like the Rockefellers or owned by the Rockefellers, are really trimmed or geared or directed to bring bad news into the world.
Yeah, I know.
And confirm people in their fears, really.
Yeah.
That they like this, the world is dangerous, there are only murderers outside. Yeah. Stay at home and watch TV, that's the best way. And buy newspapers to really know what's going on. Don't find out yourself.
I know I'm inside that world and I know what's
in it. Yes. So this radio brings just good news, not bad news, because they say everything usually is bad news. And they bring
good news, it's not a new, it's not news.
Yeah, it doesn't sell. Yeah.
That's what they say to us.
Yeah,
but I'm not trying to listen to this.
So you have to be very clever, because at the same time you don't want to be fired, but you want to do your work. But you have to be very clever to bring some good news into the people, so that people learn to think a little bit differently and walk down this road where they will discover wonderful things.
Successfully so far.
Uh-huh.
I hope it will continue.
Uh-huh.
I won't get fired, but so far there's good feedback from the audience.
Wonderful. What you should try to do is make a nice interview with Goran.
With Goran?
Yeah. Yeah. I will meet him tomorrow.
He won't come today?
I don't know if
he
is coming today.
I don't know if he is in town.
Mm-hmm.
I know. No, tomorrow is Monday. No, then I'm in Zagreb in Tuesday.
Yeah.
He will. I'm just meeting him for. We are very deeply connected for some talking on. At 2 o'clock or so. So if I will suggest to him that there is Anna, and he should make a nice interview with
yes,
Anna.
Thank
you. Yeah.
And just one thing about what you said about the good news.
Yeah.
You know, that's a good thing, giving good news to people, because it affects the thinking.
Yeah.
And it's kind of suggestive.
Yeah.
But. In this world, there's so many problems, and in this country, there's so many stealings, corruptions, and you know what they're doing every day, all the time. And you must discover them, you know.
Yeah.
Expose them, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's kind of bad news.
Yeah.
But it's useful. You must do that. You
know? Yeah. Yeah,
and you can't get away from it. It's everywhere around us, you know.
That's a nice. That's fighting evil and by a journalistic way. I know that Igor Spasov in Belgrade
has done this very successfully. He had one thing called Black Crime on the TV for many years, and he really exposed many businessmen and gangsters through this TV program. No.
You must be critical to what you see around you.
I want to share a piece of information with you. Please just look at it. It's something totally new to you, most probably. I believe because we are focused so much on the bad things, we are touched and influenced by the bad thing. I live like you in the world also, but I am touched only by good things. I'm with nice people. It's whatever you give energy to, that will come into your life.
It grows.
If you say, for instance, I do not want to be stopped on the street by Grubi Osobas, you will for sure meet Grubi Osobas on the street.
It's a
Yeah, and it is like this. Whatever signal you send into the universe, the universe takes only the content, Grubi Osaba. It doesn't listen to I don't want, because your mind is on the Grubi Osaba, either positively, I hope I meet some Grubi Osaba, or I don't want Grubi Osaba. The mind is on the same subject, positively or negatively. So I'm thinking in our life we have to train to put our minds away from this two possibilities, yes or no, positive or negative, but think of something entirely different.
Yes.
And then some amazing things will happen in your life. I've seen this.
Have the life of their own.
Sorry?
The thoughts.
Yes,
The life of their own. And as much as you think about something, it grows stronger.
If you
think about love in you grows stronger.
Yeah.
If you think about how much you hate someone, it destroys you
because
hate grows in you.
Yeah.
In you.
You are absolutely right. So what I have noticed is also that this is the first step which you have introduced. Whatever you think of, grows stronger. That would be auto-suggestion.
Yes.
But there is another law, the second step. Whatever you think of, the universe reflects it to you. So you get what you think of. And
yes. That's an expression. Be careful what you wish because you can get it.
Yeah. So this is the whole art of Krishna consciousness. You put divine things into your mind, and then you are surrounded by divinity. When I go through Split, I think it's the most wonderful town on earth because I meet wonderful people. They say, Hari Bol, some give me donations, you're a monk, can we make an interview with you? And so many things have happened in this. Now I thought for 3 years to make a spiritual university. Now there's one man who wants to give me 20 million euros for this. I don't even know how much is 20 million. I'm lucky if I have.
You could not.
Yeah.